What's up, everybody? It's Jada with Jada Life Podcast here in Tucson, Arizona. It is 10:03. This is us recorded on February the... I don't know. It's February the 8th right now, so this was recorded yesterday. So this is a replay. It will be uploaded to our Pelotron account and distributed nationwide from there. So I have got requests over the last, 6 months or so asking to talk about bariatric surgery, both non-invasive and invasive surgery. And I thought about it and I talked with a couple of surgeons who I know. And we agreed that it would be appropriate to talk about it on the podcast, as well as doing a YouTube video about it later on next week. So let's dive into it. So, I'm going to start with the non-invasive part, because the invasive part is kind of difficult to explain. So, a lot of people hear the word weight loss non-invasive, or weight loss bariatric clinic, or bariatric medicine, or certified weight loss clinic, and they automatically get scared. It's like an instant reaction. And I want to assure you, when you hear bariatric medicine, bariatric non-surgical weight loss clinic, there's a couple of names for it. It's not invasive. So it's not like you're getting meeting with a surgeon to decide if you want the Sadie, the Wadnol, the gastric bypass, the gastric sleeve, or the balloon that they now offer. So it's not in that kind of concept. Basically, what non-surgical weight loss clinics are basically where you meet with a provider who has credentials in weight loss, who has credentials in some providers have credentials in weight loss. They have some credentials in physical therapy, physical training. Some of them have, it's just a variety. It's like a broad view topic. So when I say, you know, certain doctors have this particular clinic at their office, they do. Primary example, here in Tucson, we have a couple of them. The main one most people are referred to is Banner Medicine, over here at 707 North Avenue Way. Dr. Kutab, and there's another doctor who I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yeah, so that's how that goes. Basically, non-surgical weight loss is a combination of lifestyle modification, exercise, eating habits, medication can be used, such as Ozempic, Wegovy. There's another one I can't think of off the top of my head. Rebellious, which is the pill form of Ozempic. There's also phentermine, with topiramate by itself, topiramate extra strength. Bupropion with naltrexone. There's three other drugs that can be used as well. A combination of drugs that I have seen people use, including myself, has been Ozempic, Rebellious, which is a pill form of Ozempic, and Wegovy. And they also use topiramate extra. Topiramate, you can, so think about this, is with topiramate, you can either use it at a high dose of just a generic topiramate, or you can ask your provider to do some insurance will cover it, some insurance won't. So they have another form of topiramate, which is called ER, which is extended release. Sorry, I meant to say that correctly. It's called extended release. And I'm gonna explain how this works in a kind of a nutshell way. So you're not just going to start off with medication. Yeah, they're going to do it. I'm going to be honest, totally on dead ass honest with y'all. And I say this not to scare nobody, not to make nobody freak out. They're going to do a head-to-toe assessment on you. Not just physically, not just verbally, not just mentally. It's going to be all combination of all three. And the reason they do that assessment is to see if you will be successful at completing the program. Now, some programs are 2 years. Some programs are 1 year. It just varies on the state that you're, like the city that you're in, the state that you're in, the program that you're in. It varies. Even some surgeons' offices even offer non-surgical weight loss programs. It just tailors to how long their program is and how long it takes you to absorb the information they give you. Because like some weight loss clinic, like the one I know, it's a year, but you can go as long as 2 years. And then at the end of the clinic, they will either refer you to a gastric bypass surgeon at their other location, or you can get your primary care to outsource you to a gastric bypass surgeon that you rather go to, who you know is capable of handling your case. But we'll get to that in a whole nother episode. I have to explain that to you, how that goes, that the recommendations, the process of referrals, is a lot. We're breaking this up into like 6 parts. So back to what I was saying about the non-surgical part. Like I said, they do everything from head to toe. Your mental, your emotion, you know, they do it all. Because they want to get a broader picture of why are you having so much trouble with losing weight. You know, so it's basically like a test, almost, if you would say, per se. So, you know, the first thing they're going to ask you is, you know, what diets have you tried? What exercise have you done? Them are the 2 top things they want to know right off the back. Some people I have witnessed, like for me personally, I'm gonna give you a backstory on me. For me, I have tried the intermittent fasting, the keto, high fiber diet, low sodium diet. I have tried pretty much every diet on the market that you can possibly try. And it never worked. So yeah, for me, I purposely how do I put this in a way that's not like rhetorical? So for me, I always struggle with weight. So it wasn't like it was a big deal. And it came down. Okay. So how I got involved with this situation is it came down to either me having a 4th heart attack or a 3rd stroke without, you know, with me not losing the weight. That's what it came down to. A lot of people don't know this, but I used to be 310 to 330 pounds on average. I haven't looked back at the paperwork yet, but I know it's between 1 and 2. And I would lose like 2 pounds here, 2 pounds there, 1 pound there. You know, it'll be a hit or miss. When I started working with Dr. Kutov, she's the sweetest lady ever at Banner. I love this lady more than anybody else in the world. She's a sweet lady. You know, she wasn't like most doctors who would tell you, hey, you need to do this right now. You need to do that. She was mostly the type of doctor who was like, hey, let's, you know, you already tried these diets. Let's try medication and see if it works. So we started out with Ozempic. And Ozempic is one of the medications that some insurances will already have it on a formulary. Some of them you have to get prior auth for. So luckily for me, I didn't need to prior auth for the Ozempic. Wegovy, you need prior auth for no matter which insurance company you go to, and it's a headache. But Ozempic is covered 100% under the insurance. Under some insurances, not all. And then we went to trying topiramate. So Ozempic, topiramate, they work together, basically, on different parts of your body. But they ultimately make you lose weight in a faster rate than most medications do. So I say every 3 months I was checking in with Dr. Kutab, and she knows I was like losing 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40. I lost a total, and I will say this right now, since 2022, maybe it's 2023, not sure, I lost a total of 70 pounds. All right. Medication, they can plateau. Like, you can lose the weight, you can lose so much weight, and then they stop working. That's what happened to me. And, you know, it's frustrating because you don't know what to do in that moment. You're like, okay, well, I lost this much weight. Why is it not working? You know, you go back and you start tweaking your diet again, start doing more exercises, and you realize that this is not working. Like, now you're at a standstill to where you're like, okay, what can we do? And then the doctor's like, okay, well, we can try to up the medication to see if it works. And if that don't work, you have to decide what's best for you in that moment, either to continue with that program. I mean, you learn, and I tell people this, you learn a lot of little stuff, like how to portion, how to do portion control, how to, not eat sugar, how not to drink carbohydrate, not sorry, caffeine. You learn a lot, like a lot of tools you learn in these programs. So, when you feel like, okay, I learned everything, I want to do this surgery, you could pick a surgeon that you want to go to who you feel comfortable. And I'm gonna touch base on that. For me, I got turned down by Dr. Guderi at Banner. I don't care what nobody says, I will say it personally. He's a prick. I like him as a general surgeon, but as a regular surgeon, he's a prick. So I started doing my own little research. Nobody knew I was doing research on the surgical part of it because personally for me, I didn't know if I was going down that route or not. And that's just honest God truth. I didn't know. I thought about it for like years. Okay, what if I do this? What if I do this surgery? What if I don't do it? And it kept resonating with me. And finally, I got to a point to where I said, hey, you know what? Let me look into a surgeon here in town who is capable of doing my surgery. And I can't it came down to two doctors, literally two, Dr. Weiner and Dr. Higa. Now, remind you, and I know this might sound stupid. Dr. Weiner and Dr. Higa used to work together at Sororal Surgical on Speedway, and then they owned a company together called Tucson Weight Loss Service Surgeons. Okay, that's a lot. And I like Dr. Weiner. He's cool. He's funny. He's collective. Dr. Higa had a different approach to things. So I reached. I did the online verification. Everything. I think it was like it was on a Saturday, so it was like that Monday. His office called me. Hey, we accept your insurance. Come on in. Here go your appointment. I met Dr. Higa, and he's the sweetest guy ever. I love Dr. Higa. He's the sweetest guy ever. I walked in his office. He's on Anklam, 1712 North Anklam Road, and I walked in his office, and his staff at the front desk, Taylor, I can't remember the other girl's name, but yeah, are the sweetest young ladies ever. They will help you with anything that you could possibly want. And when I met Dr. Higa, he came in the room very polite, shook my hand, and he looked at me with a smile. And I don't never get a smile from my providers. Like I do, but I don't. And he was like, "Can I?" He very politely said it. And I'm only I'm telling you a story because in the next episode, I'm gonna dive into that a little bit more, with like the details about it. And he came in the room, he shook my hand, looked me dead in my face, was like, "How can I help you?" I explained my situation. I explained the things I went through, the things I tried. He looked at me. He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "We can do your surgery." He said, "I'll be happy to do it." He was like, at first we was gonna go with the gastric sleeve. But after meeting with his nurse practitioner, Billy Joe, we realized that my gastroparesis would get in the way of that. So we agreed to get to do gastro bypass. And, hearing, just realizing that this is actually real, it took me like a month to realize it was real. It really did. It took me a whole month to realize that this was real. And to this day, Dr. Hickok has been amazing. His staff has been amazing. His PA has been like all of them has really been amazing. And it comes a point, and I have referred people to this man for just he does general surgery and bariatric. So I have referred plenty of people to his office. And for me, it was about trust and honesty. Because I look at reviews on Google on a lot of different sites for these providers. And to keep it 100, some of these providers will pay patients to put false reviews under their businesses to make it seem like they are a top-notch doctor, when in reality, they have had, and I can say this, some providers have had their licenses revoked, not revoked, but suspended. Some of them have been suspended from their practices, and some of them will lie to a patient to make the patient think there is something adamantly wrong with them, when in fact there's not. So when you're looking at doctors, and I say this with the best intention ever, do your due diligence. Don't just pick the first damn provider you see on the internet, or the first provider that your doctor sent you to. Because if you do, and for some weird reason you realize that this doctor is a little shady in the way they practice medicine, dive deeper into their background. Start looking, because everything a doctor does is public knowledge. So you could find a NP, I mean, you could find, I'm not saying do it, but you could find anything. If you live in in almost any state in America, you could easily go to the medical board website and look up any incidents that they didn't have with regards to getting a license revoked, regards to being suspended, regards to lawsuits. It's all public knowledge. That's one thing I tell people. Do your due diligence in looking at these doctors. Because doctors will pay these patients to write these fake reviews, and they are in a whole shit ton of trouble with the medical board. Or they getting sued. So, or they jumping from hospital to hospital, doctor's office to doctor's office, because they know that if they keep jumping around, the medical board can't really find them too tough without a patient saying, okay, I know where they're definitely at. I can serve them with papers, or I can have the medical board look into them. Because the thing is, yeah, the medical board is supposed to, and this is what I know personally, and I know I'm jumping off topic, but I want y'all to really, I'm not jumping off topic, but it's like this is part of what I tell people. I want y'all to really do y'all research on some of these providers. Primary care, gastroenterologists, neurologists. Just do your research, because you could find out, with the medical board, they are supposed to know where where all the doctors are legally and ethically located at all times. They are supposed to. Some medical boards, they won't do it. They think that a provider is still at this office here, and really they're at another total different location than what it's on, than what is stated on the website or on their medical license of where they're supposed to be practicing at. Most doctors, when they leave a practice and they go to another practice, they do not contact the medical board and let them know, hey, I switched practices. I'm no longer there. You need to update my license. You can go on Google and type in any doctor's name, and I promise you that some doctors don't even update their information with the correct database to make it reflect correctly. So you might think this doctor is over here at Williamstown Square. When you go look them up on Google, they're over here at freaking John Doe Avenue. So, I mean, when it comes down to weight loss and the doctors, do your due diligence. Start searching on social media, start searching on the Google, on Yelp, just start really digging into it, because if you don't, things could turn bad. And I don't think nobody wants a lawsuit on their hands. I know plenty of doctors, plenty of nurses, they will all tell you the same story. Do your due diligence. So, and dealing with certain situations with weight loss, you need to do your due diligence, because you don't know who, you letting somebody go inside your body and cut you around, you don't know what they're prone to do. So, for me, really, I looked into a lot of doctors. I did. Dr. Higgins stood out to me. He all his credentials matched, like everything matched up. So for me, it was a no-brainer. And I'm proud to be a part of Dr. Higgins' clientele. And I tell people, if you need like general surgery, he does hernia repairs, gallbladder removals, whatever. I think it's like two other ones. Go to him. He's honest. He's open. He won't sit there and look you in your face like you're a dummy and tell you, oh no, this ain't what's wrong with you, it's this. When in fact, if he has the evidence to prove that this is what's going on with you, he will take action and fix it. So that's my little information about that type of weight loss. Just do your research, ask your primary care to refer you to a non-surgical weight loss clinic first, because the reason I say non-surgical weight loss clinic first is because if you do it the non-surgical way first, it's like, how do I put this? Shit. Non-surgical is basically getting the tools you need to be successful in your actual bariatric surgical weight loss program. That makes sense. So basically, non-surgical is the first. I tell a lot of people this, and a lot of people think I'm crazy when I say this shit. Non-surgical is a stepping stone to help you accomplish certain goals non-surgically. But once you hit that end of the road of that program, it's now time for you to either keep doing what you was doing or find a bariatric surgeon. Think about that. Do your research. Talk to your primary care. Talk to some of your other specialists and see what they recommend. See if they're on page with you about doing this non-surgical, doing a certain non-surgical first and then doing surgical. Some people I know just jump right into surgical. I don't think it's right. So that's my little spiel on that. I promise y'all, please, 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 please understand these programs are meant to help you. If you do them ass backwards, you will never ever get nowhere. And that's just the honest God truth. Do what these providers tell you to do. That's it. That's all. The next upload is Monday, I think. Monday or Tuesday. We'll dive into the surgical part of it. That's a little bit more entailing. So it's like we'll talk about, the pre-program, the requirements for approval for insurances. All insurances are the same. They go by the Medicare guidelines. We'll talk about some doctor's offices have post-op surgical memberships. We'll dive into that a little bit more. We'll also dive into I don't know, probably that second episode, probably the third one, I don't know yet. We'll dive into, leading up to once you get the approval, you get the surgery schedule. We'll talk about what to expect at your pre-op appointment, what type of protein powder you can use or protein drinks you can use. We'll talk about pre-op diet, post-op diet, So it's gonna be about five episodes, so you will get the full grasp of what's going on. You will understand how to navigate it. You will understand what is entailed, but you will also understand that this is something that if you really want, you have to do the groundwork to get there. So until next time, adios. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay out the rain, please. Stay out the coldness, please. And enjoy your weekend. Much love from Jada.